Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Mahikeng 28. Die departement van basiese onderwys het beweringe betwis dat hy R3,6 miljard rand betaal het vir die drukking van matriekvraestelle. Die departement sê dit is die totale koste van die eksamen. Mangaliso Kamalo berig.
The Department of Basic Education says it costs government between 3,800 rand and 4,000 rand per candidate writing 7 subjects to administer the October-November National Senior Certificate examinations as a whole. This year, over 700,000 full-time candidates are writing 7 subjects or more, with more than 150,000 part-time candidates who write 1, 2, 3 or more subjects in an examination. The department adds in a statement that the timing of the article is also disingenuous as it places the entire examination at risk because of the nature of the work the companies do. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Action SA hy is ontevrede dat daar geen ernstige stappe nog geneem is teen die minister van Justisie Thembi Simelane nie. Simelane het in 2016, toe sy die burgemeester van Polokwane was, 'n lening gekry van Goodwill Solutions. Die maatskappy was 'n derde party makelaar wat betrokke was by beweerde verdagte transaksies met VBS Mutual Bank. Atal Trollop van Action SA sê die president Cyril Ramaphosa moet onmiddellik sy besluit oor die minister aankondig.
Why will Ramaphosa do nothing about this minister? And it appears that he was aware of it in 2021. He has asked for time and space, but we believe that he's had enough time and space to deal with this matter, and all he needs to do is make a decision and put South Africa and the Department of Justice first and suspend the minister if he won't fire her.
Die stad van Tshwane sê daar is 'n aansienlike verbetering in die vlakke van meeste reservoirs nadat sommige verlede weke leeggeloop het. 'n Kragonderbreking by Randwater se Palmmeetpompstasie het die watervlakke in verskeie reservoirs in die Metro Natal. Woordvoerder Lenelle Mashego.
The levels of the Reeds reservoir, which stabilized over the weekend, have continued to increase. The reservoir is sitting well above 60%. It is also encouraging to observe that the Atrasril, HL and Lodium systems are showing signs of stability.
En wêreldleiers vergader vandag in Azerbaijan vir die COP29 byeenkoms. Die sekretaris-generaal van die Verenigde Nasies, Antonio Guterres, sê geen land is beskerm teen klimaatsverandering nie.
Families running for their lives before the next hurricane strikes. Workers and pilgrims collapsing in insufferable heat. Floods tearing through communities and tearing down infrastructure. Children going to bed hungry as droughts ravage crops. And all these disasters and more are being supercharged by human-made climate change.
Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. The Department of Education denies claims that they spent 3.6 billion rand on matric exam printing.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I end up in crisis.
All this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. 'Cause you got tired of me.